Please, the Joint Committee on Legislative Council will come to order, and we should have Representative McLean on the phone. Mike, are you there? Good morning. Thanks for joining us, and we know you have had a busy day, so I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, everyone, for coming together on such short notice. I'd like to have Dexter Johnson, our legislative counsel, give a brief overview of why we're convened. Then I will open a public hearing. I don't know if we have anyone signed up. If not, then we'll go to work session. And with that, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Good morning. The reason the Legislative Council Committee is convened is that on August 1st, the Bureau of Labor and Industries commissioner filed a commissioner's complaint making certain allegations and naming the Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Administration Committee as respondents in a administrative matter. And also on August 1st, the Department of Justice, which would be normally the attorneys that would represent the legislature in a matter like this, conveyed to me that they were declining representation both for the Legislative Assembly and for the Bureau of Labor and Industries because of an inherent conflict of interest in that they traditionally represent both entities. So with that, a statute exists that directs the Legislative Council Committee to appoint outside counsel if the LCC determines that representation is necessary or advisable. And that is the reason you are convened.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. With that, I'd like to open the public hearing on the matter before the committee. Is there anyone signed up? Excuse me. Anybody here wishing to testify? Not seeing anyone. We'll close the public hearing and open a work session on the consideration of outside counsel. Mr. Co-Chair, is there a motion? Maybe we'll have the motion and see if there's any discussion from the committee. Mr. Co-Chair?
Madam Chair, I move that the law firm of Barron Lieberman be appointed to represent the Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Administration Committee in the matter of Commissioner versus Legislative Assembly and Legislative Administration Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We now have a motion before us. Any discussion? Representative Bach.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm struggling partly based on some of the allegations in the complaint itself to understand whether we are hiring counsel to act in a defense posture or an investigative posture. And I think that's been maybe part of the problem that we've encountered in the past. As I look at the allegations against Ms. Rubinoff, if her work was done in the context of defense in the ordinary legal environment, any conversation that she may have had that appeared to be legal counsel would have been certainly protected, given that there was, I think, primarily an investigative responsibility assigned to her. Then, of course, those conversations were not protective or protected, excuse me. So what are we asking Mr. Harnden here to do is critical, and I'm not sure I'm clear.
Thank you, Representative. I think as a non-lawyer, what I would say is we need outside counsel to be responsive to the complaint. I'm not sure that answers your question. Mr. Johnson, I don't know if you have anything to add.
Madam Chair, Representative Vile, Madam Chair, you are correct. The complaint requires some type of response from the named respondents, and so that's the purpose of this appointment.
If I might, Madam Chair, I understand that response. Well, let me back up. The privileges afforded members of a legislative body are somewhat important to protect the ability of that body to exercise the responsibilities that are given to it. I absolutely support what I sense is the leadership's desire to be as transparent and as thorough in rooting out any possible sense of inappropriate behavior that might exist here in the legislature. And for that reason, my sense is that this really does err on the side of being investigative versus defensive. However, we have a situation where we have, and to just put a slightly additional spin on that, I'm not sure we have fully engaged in the conversation about what those legislative privileges are or ought to be in this kind of a circumstance. But setting that aside for a moment, I think it's important for Mr. Harnden or whomever we ended up hiring that we make it very clear what their role is, because it absolutely affects how they go about engaging, and if in fact we are looking at the need to defend the body and its leadership from what is a serious allegation, there's a reason why our system engages in vigorous defense in the true back and forth that occurs typically in our legal system. And so I would like us to be very, very clear with counsel what we're asking them to do.
Thank you, Representative.
You want to go first?
Senator Prezanski.
I guess this is probably for counsel. It's already been put on the record. We now have a assertion, a allegations claim, a complaint that has been filed against us raising these allegations and assertions. Clearly, what I would assume is that we are bringing in a legal entity to represent us in the full course of what needs to be done in response to that complaint that's been filed, and that they, I would expect, will be coming back to us, meaning the legislature, and telling us where they think we as a body stand and what, if any, quote-unquote, defenses, privileges, or whatever we may have to exercise and should consider going forward. But at this point, it seems to me that we are looking for that legal representation to advise us what are our options, what are our duties, and how we move forward. Is that a somewhat of a fair generalization of what we would be expecting our legal representatives to be doing?
Madam Chair, Senator Prezanski, yes, that is an accurate representation. They will be looking at this matter to begin with. They will be preparing a response because one is due, and they will be presenting the legislative leadership with their analysis of the situation and what strengths and weaknesses there are available to the legislature.
Senator Boquist?
And Madam Co-Chair, just for the record, that was the exact same question, and I'm of the same opinion of the Senator to my right, Senator Prezanski. My understanding that we're simply, because it's an outside matter and it involves legislature, we're hiring counsel to do what legislative counsel would do, or any normal law firm, is first tell us, okay, here's the situation, here's your courses of action, here's the sorts of things. In this particular case, there are some deadlines that statutorily, regardless of what you do, whether you agree, disagree, or whatever we do, have to be met. And so I guess I'm with Senator Prezanski. We're hiring an outside firm to advise the legislature and take the necessary actions based on whatever those determinations and courses of actions are. We're neither supporting or agreeing or disagreeing with anything. We're just getting outside counsel at this point to provide us advice and clarity.
Thank you, Senator.
That's close. Good, okay, got it.
Representative Vile.
So, Senator Przanski, do you think that essentially gives us comfort that any activity that occurs in the context of conversations that that outside counsel might have with leadership, with our inside counsel, with members of the legislative body who've been named as respondents in the complaint, would all be subject to attorney-client privilege and protected?
My response would be it would be fact-based, depending on who was in the room at the time those discussions took place. If you are reserving this to the attorney speaking to any of these individuals that carry the privilege, yes. If someone was inside the room that wasn't protected by the privilege, no. That would be my quick response.
And that, I think that's comforting, and I'm inclined to think that Senator Boqvist and yourself have articulated where we need to be on this. I still worry about witness protection, et cetera, as we go forward. Hopefully that'll become a bit clearer after we've received some initial advice as to what we need to do. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Representative McLean, do you have any comments?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any other discussion? We have a motion in front of us. Are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, motion passes. Is there anything else we need to be discussing?
I'm sure. I think just for a voice vote for Senator Representative McLean, just because he's not in the room.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the clarification. Don't usually have a member on the phone. Could you call the roll, please?
Senator,
so this is to the motion.
Aye.
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Senator Boqvist.
Yes.
Representative Vile.
Aye.
Senator Burdick.
Aye.
Representative Williamson.
Aye.
Senator Winters.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Co-Chair Courtney?
Yes.
Co-Chair Cote?
Aye. Motion passes. Further discussion? Anything else? And again, thank you on very short notice for convening. I know it's summer. Everyone's busy. There was a timeliness issue, so we very much appreciate that. So with that, we are adjourned.